greatest strikers ever to grace Merseyside.
And an absolute classic from Graham Charles.
Four goals for John Aldridge.
0151 4720 967.
The Legends with Aldo and Sharpie.
On Radio City and Radio City Talk.
Warm welcome along to the Radio City Legends on a Monday night. The Monday after a Merseyside derby, which climaxed in one heck of a way, didn't it? We've got Sharpie here to mop your brows, Blues. And we've got Aldo here to goal hang and maybe not one in on the 96th minute. Boys, what a game. What a weekend.
It's a good game. Yeah. It was a really good game.
It was a good game, wasn't it? Take the goal out of it. It was very, very even.
Even when we thought it was going to be 0-0, you think, well, that's one of the best derbies, because Everton came and, unlike last year, you know, they had a plan, and it was a good plan. They tried to get forward, and they created two sitters before any chance was created in the game, which they should have scored one of them. No, they stuck in there, and I was impressed with Everton. Yeah, great to get the result, don't get me wrong, brilliant. You know, to get it, it's a good wrencher for Nevertoni in the last minute like that. But from a Liverpool point of view, it was, you know, fireworks, you know, the way it was in the ground, you know, for the next 10 minutes.
Sharpie, it was a game littered with misses as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
If you think of how many opportunities went awry in that game for Liverpool and Everton.
Yeah, Everton, the first one, Mina's got to do better with a free header. And listen, who knows, if he scores that there, it could end up 3-3. You know, it's just the way the game was, but it wasn't. It was 0-0. Both sides had chances. On occasion, should have done better. Gomez has a good chance from the header. So it was chances. It was end-to-end stuff. But as I said before the game, I thought, you know, it would be a different Everton you would see, you know, under Silva. But to lose a goal, which we did, it was a mistake. And the keeper knows that. But I think he was man enough to come out afterwards and just say, listen, I'm young, I'm still learning. It was a mistake. You know, I'll get on with it now. I've got Newcastle and Wednesday, and that's what I've got to look forward to. That's what he's got to do.
Well, was it an acceptable mistake? In other words, was it...
Listen, you look back, Steve, and go, oh, why did I do that? But looking back at it, I'm thinking...
Pressure moment for him, isn't it?
Pressure a little bit, but Van Dijk skied a shot, actually turned round, cursing himself for not hitting the target kind of thing. I think Jordan's scared of giving away a corner. Easiest thing in the world to anybody would have said, just tip it behind, get yourself grouped. But I think he's in his mind, he must be thinking, I don't want to give away a corner here in the last seconds. They throw the ball in the box, you know, there's a chance of conceding a goal. So I think he's caught in two minds. And then, obviously, he palms the crossbar and knocks up and hits a bar again, and Origi comes in and scores. But, yeah, it was a mistake. He'd be first to admit that kind of thing. And it was a cruel way to lose, because I don't think we deserve to lose. But hey, that's football. You know, some you win, some you lose, and you know, you just got to go on with it now.
Split second stuff. I mean, Divock Origi's there waiting for his chance.
I've always said he should be playing.
He's got a great derby record now, John, hasn't he? Yeah.
Well, it's amazing because, you know, I think last time Mori fouled him, was the last derby. And he's never been the same since. It's funny the way things work out, what comes round goes round type of thing. You know, he comes on and I'm thinking he's not going to get us a goal, to be quite honest, with all due respect to him, because he's probably the last striker in Rota with Solanke in front of him. But hey, he missed a sitter just before that. He missed an absolute sitter. And then I thought, that was it then. I thought, no way back. And then obviously the fluke happens, you know, but to be fair to him, he's putting the goalie under a little bit of pressure, and he was there on hand to, you know, you'd have scored that, Steve, even. I don't know about that. So, no, it was...
Hey, and he missed one just a few minutes
that's
earlier,
what I'm saying,
didn't he?
Yeah. So he's, absolute,
you know, that makes
sitter,
it
even
bigger for
him. No, hey, look,
I think he's got stronger. I saw him after the game getting interviewed down by the dressing rooms, and it's big, powerful.
He's been in the gym because he's not been on the pitch.
That's probably why.
Let's give some praise to the two Gomezes on the field. The Everton Gomez was something wasn't he, John?
Excellent. Yeah. I thought, you know, looking at who's man of the match, you know, I thought our goalie done really well, to be fair, throughout the game, especially with Walcott and a great save, you know, with reflex, even though he should have scored. But I was so impressed with Gomez, the strength of him, you know, the guile of him. Technically excellent. You know, you're looking at it, can Everton keep hold of him? Because anyone who's watching him now...
You never mind seeing that. Of course they can.
All right, Sharpie, I'll take your word for it then. But hey...
Trying to sell our players. Go
he's
on.
Quality, wasn't he?
Yeah, good footballer.
Yes, quality.
Good footballer.
Sensational. And Joe Gomez, Sharpie, do you think he was decent?
Yeah, well, he is decent, isn't he? But I said before the game...
Richarlison didn't get much change
out
of him,
did he? I said before the game against Van Dijk and against Gomez, I wouldn't expect him to get much change out. I still think he's a left-sided player. I still think that I know people will say, oh, I'm not sure about that. Dominic Calvert-Lewin, I thought he'd have given them more problems. I think he would have given them more problems than what Richarlison gave them.
Well, you told me, I quite like Richarlison, what I've seen of him in bits and bobs. And I thought, yeah, he might play well, but I can see exactly where Sharpie's coming from now. Because look at Everton. I have to say, he drove me mad. If I was an Everton fan, he's on the floor all the time. He's a big, strong lad. You don't want to see him on the floor. You know, that's a sign of weakness. He goes down far too easy all the time through the game. He's got to get that out of his game to progress. You know, but you look at Everton, he played really well. Walcott wasn't in the game, just the one time. Bernard really didn't get in the game. Sigurdsson didn't get in the game. So you've got to give the rest of the players a lot of credit because they put on. I actually think, even include Manchester City, Everton perhaps the best team we played in the league this year. Even Man City came and just defended. Done what we don't see from Manchester. Everton came and had a plan, and I thought they'd done it really well. Only for the Citizens, they might have executed it. You know, so give them a lot of credit. What the manager's doing, the way he's got them playing. You know, it was a breath of fresh air for the fans. Haven't seen what I've seen last year.
Yeah, best Everton have played at Anfield for quite a while. And just before we get to our first caller, what about this handbags, about the celebrations after the goal? So Jurgen Klopp's now been charged by the Football Association with misconduct for running onto the pitch after that 96-minute winner. He ran on and he hugged the goalkeeper, Alisson. And then afterwards, there was a claim that he'd said sorry to Marco Silva for what had happened. Marco Silva says that never happened. Were we bothered about all this?
Yeah. Disgrace. I think it should be a 5-game ban.
He got wrapped up in the moment, hadn't he?
Listen, you can see it both ways. I think Guardiola's come out and said it happens at times. Well, okay. But I just think you've got to be very careful. I think we had an incident last year with Cardiff and Wolves, didn't they? When the Wolves manager ran on and there was a scrap and all that kind of thing. And we discussed it and we thought, it's probably not the right thing to do. But yeah, you lose your focus at times and you know when things like that happen. But I don't know. I don't think it's something... Put it this way. If Mourinho had done it, what would we be saying now?
They'd be absolutely battering him, wouldn't they? Exactly. How much should he be fined, Sharpie?
Sharpie's right, but only because Mourinho will get battered because he does loads and loads of things. Klopp doesn't. Yeah. It's just the first real thing where he's let the passion get on top of him. And it's a mad moment in a massive, massive game. 95th, 6th minute, whatever it be. You know, and he's got embroiled in it. He shouldn't have done it. He knows he shouldn't have done it. You know, maybe it looks a little bit disrespectful, but I don't think he meant it in that way, you know. He just got on top. He shouldn't do it, but see,
this is the thing. See, if he goes in front of him and it looks like he's going to get a fine, kind of thing, the fine should go to his choice.
Charity,
shouldn't he go to the FA? Why are they getting just say for instance 100 grand? Why are they
give it to a good cause?
Give it to a good cause, why
food banks or something like that for the day,
exactly.
Grassroots food banks.
Yep. Right, 6:38, let's take some calls. It's the Radio City Legends after Derby weekend. We're going to start with Tony, who's on the line. Evening, Tony.
Evening, boys. You're all right.
Hi, Tony.
Hello, Tony.
Hi, Graham. Also, you're all right, boys.
Yep.
Gutted, but I was made up with Everton yesterday. I thought they were fantastic. I thought Liverpool, Graham, I thought they showed us respect as well for the first time in a while. And I thought Gomez, unbelievable. Yeah. We really, really need to chase down Barcelona and see if they're going to sell us Gomez. Mm.
I think something, Tony, will hopefully happen in January and they'll start initially in January because obviously he's in the shop window at this moment in time.
Yeah, that's the problem, yeah.
And he looks as if he's enjoying himself. You know, I think he's settled down at Everton and he's happy with what's happening.
They've all done brilliant. Yeah. Mina, Dean, they've been brilliant this year. Yeah. I was sceptical. I'm just so disappointed for poor Jordan Pickford.
Yeah.
I've got it for the lad. He's been fantastic this year and he'll probably be kicking himself, but he will be kicking himself, the type of person he is.
Yeah, what did you think of the... Again, I'm going back onto it, because I'm not sure. Richarlison through the middle. For me...
I thought we should have fought Genk on. I just don't think he doesn't hold the ball up for me enough.
Yeah.
And I just think what we're trying to do is we keep Bernard in the team, so we've got Bernard or Richarlison. For me, I would personally put Richarlison wide right and take out Walcott. He hasn't been as good as he can be.
Yeah.
I think he let Seamus Coleman down as well sometimes, the way he doesn't stack back. So I would put Richarlison right and put Jenk on and give him a run in the side.
Yeah, good show. I just thought that, you know, the boys were talking about it before in the studio and talking about the boy Gomez for Liverpool and Van Dijk, and I thought he didn't really test them. And I felt sorry for him because I don't think he's necessarily a guy who plays with his back to goal. I think he likes to see the fullback in front of him and have a go at the fullback.
He
does a job at centre forward. I'm not saying that, but what I'm saying, I think you get the best of him when he's out wide. And I thought for the team going in and Sunday, I thought he may well. And I think Tosin, people are quick to write off Tosin, he's this and that. In all honesty, he hasn't had a run of games under the manager.
Well, look at Liverpool there, Chris DeWright off Origi, and he comes on and scores.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He's one of the way. He's a terrible footballer, really, in my opinion. But I, when he come on, you think he's going to score.
Mm.
And maybe we've just got to give it. You know, we've paid 20. What was it for Tosin? 27.
Yeah.
We paid that for him. He needs a run in the side, and especially if you've got Richarlison. Most of Richarlison's goals have been from a wide area anyway, running in from behind, like ghosting in and scoring. Mm.
Do you think Tony Everton got to go out and get a striker in January?
Because you
need someone who's perhaps a bit more clinical than what you got in there.
Yeah, we definitely need an aim. We definitely need a goal scorer in January if Tosin's not the answer.
Mm. We picked up on Theo Walcott last week, didn't we? Mm. And I said to you, quite a few games where he hasn't really shown up. It was another one of those, wasn't it?
I thought, listen, he does some good things, but the game seems to pass him by.
Yeah.
You don't see him for 25 minutes and you think, come on then, give us something. Yeah. And then all of a sudden he'll do something. Wow,
well,
yeah.
Would you not, I've seen him play... at Arsenal, because he likes playing centre forward. I've seen him play through the middle for Arsenal, and he scored 4 goals once. I think it was down at Reading, through the middle. Would Everton not have a little look at that, you know? Because
when he was 2 on goal, I mean, Alisson's done great to scoop the ball out from under him. He only had to knock that a bit more to the left, and Alisson was going to bring him down.
I thought that was a good save, to be fair.
It was an excellent save to get your hands in between the legs and scoop that out. I was like, wow, what a save.
Yeah.
I mean, even the two keepers done well, two good, great saves. Jordan made a great save off Shaqiri.
Yeah. Tony, the thing is with what you've got, you've done well, disappointing. I think if there's a question mark, I thought Lookman came on and did well. And a cameo appearance, so he's obviously knocking on the door to say, listen, I want to be playing here now. Mm. I think you may well see, we've got Newcastle on Wednesday, and people expect that to be easy. I don't think it will. I think you might see a couple of changes on Wednesday night. I think you might see Lookman starting.
And we've got to go into Wednesday's game and keep our tempo up and really have a go at Newcastle.
Yeah.
No point going to Anfield playing like that. And then losing to Newcastle midweek. We beat Newcastle, we beat Watford, we're still in a good, strong position.
Yeah, I think it's
a tour. Marco Silva, half a season in, not even half a season in, the turnaround of the club. I mean, I was crying last year when Allardyce was there. I was nearly crying. I was like,
I don't think you were on your own, Tone.
No, I mean, when he was bringing Sandra on and getting to chase the ball around like a dog in the park, I was like, I can't.
He might go to Southampton now, Mark Hughes.
Oh, my God. You
told me
that's in the ring for that old
dog. You trying to get rid of him?
I'm quite happy just lolling it out here, so pal.
We put his name forward for the island job, and never get that. So he could be right,
I'm trying to farm him out.
You better beat
old
later on,
Pez.
Yeah.
Good man, Toe. Thank you very much.
Tony, all the best, lad.
Who knows?
Mark Hughes hasn't gone, has he?
Yeah, he's been sacked today.
He's sacked this morning, yeah.
It's not a surprise. You look surprised by that.
No, I didn't realise that.
Hey, Mark Hughes, he's had like two sackings in about 6 months. That's about
eight million. It's taken him to be sacked there. Southampton 18th in the table. They were 2-0 up at Manchester United at the weekend, weren't they? Apparently, according to a lot of the reports online, Southampton are set to approach the former RB Leipzig boss, Ralf Hasenhut.
Oh, yeah, no, man.
Ralf Hasenhut. He's 51 years old. He's been out of work since May. So he might be the new manager there. Who knows?
It's
Southampton, funny club, aren't they?
It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing how It's like a merry-go-round. Ah. You know, and this
that's
is
all it is.
What's his marks? Yeah. How many?
I think it's got to be his last. That's it now. No one's going to take him now, is he?
What's he had? Blackburn, Southampton,
Stoke. London club, was it Fulham or something?
Fulham,
yeah. Yeah. QPR.
I'll tell you what, here you go.
He must have about seven or eight.
That's a few payoffs he's had, isn't
it?
Teams that he's managed: Wales, Blackburn, Man City, Fulham, Queen's Park Rangers, Stoke. And Southampton. So and he's had all those between...
Six million his departure.
From each of them.
Make that one out.
And he started his team managerial career in 2004 with Blackburn Rovers.
Who's second favourite for the Southampton job?
Well, I'll have a look in the break. Yeah. And I'll let, why? Who do you think it should
I
be?
I think... Names? Sam, maybe.
Big Sam? Yeah. It's got to be Big Sam, hasn't it? Quarter to seven on the Radio City Legends. 10 to 7, we'd love to hear from you. If you'd like to get involved, 4720967. Graham Sharp and John Aldridge in the studio. Sharpie was asking the list of favourites for the Southampton job. So Ralph Hessenhuddle is top. We've never heard of him. Kike Sanchez Flores is second. Julian Lopetegui, the former Spanish and Real Madrid manager, is third. Yeah. And Michael Laudrup is fourth. But Big Sam Allardyce only comes... Well, he's way down the list. He's 18 to 1, if you fancy your £5 on him.
Honestly, you've seen some about Southampton, the club they are. I can't see them going for Sam Allardyce. I honestly can't.
No.
I think, when you said, the foreign appointment might be the route they're looking at.
That's where they're going, isn't it? Mm. Right, away from that, it's FA Cup draw tonight, third round, Premier League clubs coming. You could be coming back to Anfield, Sharpie. We'll get you Seymour.
No, we'll get... it'll be great, because, you know, obviously, Trammy is still in the hats. Mm. So, you know, Southport done really well. Liam's done a good job there.
So that goes to a replay.
It'd be great to get one of them, Liverpool or Everton, wouldn't it? You know, that'd be great. You know,
for Tranmere or Southport.
Yeah, I think Tranmere will win there personally, but that'd be a smashing one. You know,
you've got to take your hats off to Southport. They're semi-professional. Yeah.
Fantastic.
They've got like professional dog walker in the team and an HGV driver. Yeah. There's all sorts of.
They changed there because didn't they try and go full time?
He did.
I think they tried go full time, didn't they? And try and get players that had just been released from the bigger clubs. And I think that's the way they were going down, and they were full time. So obviously they've
reverted,
have
they?
Yeah.
Oh, what? They've got a replay after a 1-1 draw.
Yeah, well, they'll get a few bob as well. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm sure that could be on television as well. That game, I'd imagine.
I'm not sure when the draw is. I'll check. Well, we get on
half seven.
Half seven. Oh, we'll be off air. Let's take some calls. Dave's in Bootle. Wants to talk about the Reds and the derby. Evening to you, Dave.
Hiya, lads. How's it going?
Hello, Dave.
Good, just a quick one for you, really. Obviously, mainly for John. Just Sharpie, I'm not going to be one of these biased Reds. I'll acknowledge that I think everybody I know would have happily walked away yesterday with a draw. Thought it would have been a fair result.
Yep.
Thought Everton had a couple of good chances there in the first half. Obviously, we had Mane balloon that one over the bar at the Annie Road end. You know, that could have been a different story. But yeah, I think it would have been a fair result. I think just on Everton again, I'm just trying to be impartial. I do think they've made massive advances since Marco Silva's coming. I think they're heading in the right direction.
Yeah, so, spot on.
I can't fault them for that.
Yeah.
What I will say, though, is for me, one of the most frustrating elements of the game yesterday, I think it's well documented that we're not firing on all cylinders, but you know what? We've got more points than we had this time last season. We might not be playing the entertaining, free-flowing, high-scoring football that we did last season, but I'll take it. You know, winning ugly, scrappy wins, even a gift like from Jordan yesterday, we'll take that because you know we had our goalkeeper giving a gift away in the European Cup final, so we'll take it when it comes our way.
It'd be nice, Dave, to win nice. we haven't really played well, even at Watford. We've just done okay. You know what I mean? You know, you know, the balance is not there, so you're waiting for us to play really well. You know, and unfortunately, you can't knock it. We're managing games, and the one thing is why we're getting these points. What we didn't get last year. It's simple. Van Dijk, Gomez, clean sheets, goalkeeper, clean sheets. You know, we've leaked goals last year. One is silly mistakes here, which gives teams points around, like Burnley and other teams last year where we dropped many points. We're keeping the clean sheet. You don't need one game to win a game, and we're doing that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I agree. I mean, we know Van Dijk's been a revelation. He's given us exactly what we needed. He's given us the solidity. I think the guys around him playing alongside him, they all feel his presence. His management's the game, he's a big talker. But I was just trying to say, but one thing that frustrated me yesterday, I thought Shaqiri, for a lot of the game, he kept coming in field and he wasn't pulling the Everton defence out wide. He wasn't given them enough to think about. And I found far too often when the midfield did look up, he seemed to be occupying the same space as Mo Salah. Sometimes he's a little bit too close together. And I don't know whether it's just positionally he's not got that awareness or he's not got the discipline, or whether it was Klopp doing something tactically. I'm no tactician. I just wonder what you thought, John, in terms of this.
To be fair, the games before yesterday, he's linked up well with Mo Salah.
Yeah, he has.
But you're right, yesterday just wasn't quite right there. It might have been something within the manager's thinking. I'm not sure, but you'd like to see Shaqiri go, you know, get him to the byline more times and putting balls in, because he's got top quality. But no, he didn't. You know, I tell you what, just going off here for a sec, our corners were horrendous. Absolutely. We had about 10 corners. Only one was half decent, so that went in. And Shaqiri took a couple of corners. But in general, I thought he was pretty bright again, you know, Dave.
Dave, did you think Keita should have started this game?
I did think he should have started. I can understand why he didn't. I just think it gives you the energy. I think when you've got... I'm surprised even Milner, with Wijnaldum, sometimes he can be a little bit too, you know, he's a bit pedestrian sometimes. I think he's a great player, but I don't think he's consistent enough. And I think sometimes he just hasn't got that lifted his head up and even just driving, you know, 5 or 10 yards forward and then passing a simple ball out wide. Whereas I think Naby Keita will give you that all the time. I think he's got the energy. I know the lad's got to adjust the pace of the game and he's been injured and all of those things, but... You know, he just kind of thinks sometimes he just gives you that little bit of a spark and he'll drive forward. But again, you know, as I say, I'm sure Jurgen Klopp was thinking, try and keep it tight and you know, not give away too much space in the midfield. And he didn't want people being too adventurous. And just on John's point with the corners, John, I'm sure it was when you were playing, you know, we used to actually have a fanzine called Another Wasted Corner.
I remember it.
Did Aldo used to take the corners?
No, that wasn't when we played it. I remember that. That wasn't too long ago, that was it, to be fair. Remember that one?
Do you want to bring it out again after yesterday? I tell you.
That's been going on. You know, Van Dijk's, you know, he's only scored one goal, I think, for this against Everton. You know, he should be scoring. The only down part of what he's doing, because he's different class, he should be scoring more goals, you know, we off free kicks and corners, you know, hopefully that will come. But going back to what you said about Keita, I think the midfield on Wednesday will be Henderson, Milner and Keita. I think they'll be a completely different midfield.
Yeah, I hope so. I think the energy will be great.
Dave, thank you very much.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers.
If anyone knows who that fanzine was based on, please ring and let us know.
there must be someone who was shocking at corners. Listen, if you get a well-worked corner nowadays, what is it? It's usually pulled back to the edge of the box and somebody strikes it.
Yeah.
They don't do anything like near post, do they? Flick-ons. They don't look as if they work on it. Yeah.
I tell you what, Evan's done. I always like, when we have these free kicks out wide against us, we line like very narrow around the edge of the box. I always was susceptible for someone coming off and going round the
back.
Evan
did
not work it well, and that's when he should have scored.
That's right, yeah.
He should have scored. Yeah, they waited, one went over the ball, and then the other one made the move, and they've been working on it in training all week, and that was his opportunity. Yeah. And thankfully, for our point of view, he put it wide when he should have scored.
Let's take another caller. It's the Radio City Legends, John Aldridge, Graham Sharp, and we're going to James next. Evening, James.
Hello.
James, you all right, mate?
All right, yeah.
Yeah, what do you want to talk about with the boys?
Well, all as it was, as I say, fiercely, obviously, being a blue, gutters. The only point that I wanted to get over is everyone I listen to, especially on City, on that blue room, you keep going on about how this guy is this, like, the second coming. I don't see it.
Idrissa sort of Gueye.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought he was, like, wasteful in possession yesterday. I thought he gave the ball away.
Graham,
yeah.
It's not just that he gives the ball away, he puts the opposition in really good positions.
Yeah, he did. He did yesterday. I know you're spot on, James. Listen, nobody can fault his work rate and getting round the pitch and breaking things up, but there was occasions you're spot on yesterday where we were in good positions and he's passed it to a red shirt and put us in trouble.
Oh, unbelievable. Yeah. But don't get me wrong, I'm not knocking. He is a good player, don't get me wrong. But I think I heard you say the other week, I mean, we're crying out for someone who can score, aren't we? I mean, the midfield don't give us enough goals.
Mm.
I thought Gomez was great yesterday, apart from obviously the header where he should have scored.
Mm.
And I had a couple of quid on Meaning for first goals, so he's done me.
Yeah, he should have scored.
Yeah. I mean, we played better, but I mean, forget the hard luck stories, mate. I'd rather that be us in the last minute.
Exactly. Listen, but the only thing I'll say to you, James, and I've said it to people, but listen, we were all absolutely gutted coming away there yesterday. But then you look at it and you think to yourself, right, okay, he's been in the job 4 months.
Oh, listen, from last year, mate.
Yeah.
I mean, and I include all three of them, Unsworth being one of them. Mm. The three of them who were in charge, mate, I think we'd have gone down, honestly.
Yeah, and I just think people, whilst I totally agree, 100%, gotten to lose sob stories and all that kind of thing, but I just think the bigger picture, you know, fills it a little bit more with hope and the fact that the guy who's come in looks as if he knows what he's doing, looks as if he knows he's got a plan and the way he wants to play. And I said before the game that we'd go there and give Liverpool a game.
We did.
I thought there would probably be more goals in it. If they'd taken their chances, it probably would have been right. But no, I just think that for the guy's done well. He was gutted yesterday himself.
The only thing I'd like to say, though, Graeme, on that, I'll finish with, honestly, for all them Reds you keep telling me, it doesn't matter about us playing you. You're not. I tell you what, tell that to Klopp.
Yeah, I thought he'd won the cup final myself. Yeah, I thought it was the first cup final he won.
Yeah,
stop winding James up, will you?
It doesn't mean nothing to us, that.
No. James, lovely to hear from you. Thank you very much.
Cheers, James. Cheers.
Do you know what really frustrated me from a Liverpool perspective yesterday? The way Mo Salah reacted to being subbed. 70-odd minutes in the game, and he strolled off the field with no urgency.
When clearly,
I can't remember what. Yeah. I'll find the time in a moment. Yeah. I'm thinking, Klopp wants to win this game, and you're wasting 2 minutes pal.
Yeah.
It looked to me like he was sulking his way off the field.
Of course he was.
But that's not a team spirit, John.
No, you're right. I have to say, well, I thought Firmino was coming off because, you know, he was really, really poor. You
75
know.
Minutes it was.
Yeah, 75. And maybe he thought that, you know. I was surprised because I would rather keep him on because, you know, when he went off, the Everton centre-halves would have gone, the back four, because he's always liable to do something, whereas Firmino wasn't, and yet, you know, he's not having a great season, but he does do some good things, don't get me wrong, but I thought yesterday he was really, really poor. I thought he was the one that had to come out, but hey, it all come good in the end.
But that's not a moment for expressing your personal
feelings. No, you're right.
Feelings,
no, yeah,
I mean, he should
have jogged off.
As soon as he put the number up and he realised it was him, and you're right, you want your players, like, we want to win the game, you know, get off kind of thing, be gutted, and you can kick the bottles at the side of the pitch and all that. But the fact that he strolled off,
I'm thinking, he ain't
happy here.
Yeah.
He ain't happy one bit. And he kind of, I think he got a handshake from Klopp, but you could see he wasn't happy.
Yeah.
That's not what you want to see.
I think he put a transfer request in
there. I think he's abroad tonight because it's the Ballon d'Or, isn't it?
It's another one now. Do you reckon Modric is getting it?
Isn't it? So 30 candidates on the shortlist for the men's award, including Lionel Messi, Ronaldo, and of course Modric, who they're saying is going to win, and Mo Salah. Who else is in there? There's the first ever women's award as well, and the ceremony starts at 8 tonight, and David Ginola is the man in charge of it all.
So there's the Neymar, it'll be the usual suspects, won't it? Neymar will be in Mbappe.
Same old boys, Mark Hughes. They're all there. 7:03, it's Radio City and Radio City Talk. Radio City Legends with John Aldridge and Graeme Sharp. And it's Pens next, and believe me, it's bubbling up behind the scenes.
Oh, 7-6 is close.
What are you ranting about? We're on the radio, John Aldridge.
No, but I want a proper score. I've won 3 on the bounce now. That makes me about 10. 7-6. Get a loss, Sharpie.
Okay. John's getting quite serious about our quiz.
11-6, Chris. Before we came in, it was 13-6, you said to me.
11-6. Yeah, but that's including Dominic Matteo and
them.
All right then. That's okay.
Right, boys, stop moaning. Okay. Christian, what's the score?
11-6
to Graeme Sharp.
Okay. All right.
You've only just started taking this quiz seriously, anyway, John.
I know.
Okay. It's time to catch up. The season's a long one, isn't it? By the way, I see you've turned the blue lights off on the Liver building.
No, they're not. They're on.
Are they still on?
Yeah. Look, have a look.
Is it still blue, is it?
Yeah. Have a look.
Oh. Right, let's start with the quiz.
11-6
it is.
All right, mate, I'll go number 3.
Number 3. Name the song and the artist.
Come on. He's getting this all the time.
I can't know what number he chooses. Here we go. Song and artist. No, I
won't. Oh, come on. Be afraid.
Percy Sledge.
Hang on, you've got it twice. No, I won't. Be afraid. Like a sing along, so you might just get it.
Come on.
Here we go. Where's our countdown?
Stand by.
Walk on by.
Me.
Stand by me by
Percy Sledge.
Stand by me by Percy Sledge is
absolutely no idea.
What? Stand by me's right, but I don't think it was Percy
no,
Sledge.
No, it was Ben E. King.
Sugar. Ooh,
I was just about to press the dump button then. Right, yeah, that's one wrong for John Aldridge. Bad penalty miss to start off pens tonight. Graham Sharp.
Five.
Number five, right. My eyesight. UEFA have confirmed there will be a third European club competition from 2021. Yeah. The new tournament has been given a sensational working title of what?
Europa League 2.
Oh, yeah. It is called the Europa League 2. John, what would you like now?
Number four.
Number four. Right. Mystery voice.
Oh, there you go. I love these as well.
No,
you picked the two easy ones.
This is... Oh, gosh, this isn't massively easy. Right. Mystery voice.
I think it was the right club for me because I had a good chat with the manager.
Okay, it's a former Liverpool player.
He's French.
I think it was the right club for me because I had a good chat with the manager.
Danish.
There you go. Have you heard it enough? Shall we
just one more time, Miguel?
One more time?
Yeah, just one more time because Sharpie put me off there. He's talking to me when he's up. No, go on.
It's a Danish
one more. Former Liverpool player. Who is it?
I think it was the right club for me because I had a good chat with the manager.
Who
did you think it was?
He's Swiss international.
Swiss player?
Yeah.
I think he said it was French.
I'm wrong.
I think he said, no, I don't think he said it was
Why
French.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Jamie Mann.
Swiss or French? Or from somewhere else, maybe. It's his birthday today, is it?
Oh, come on, Christian. How many clues birthday. Here?
28 years old today.
Oh.
Come on, John. Pick one out of the fire. Put the timer on. He's 28 years old. Come on.
Oh, he's only 28 years old.
Stephen Henshaw.
Oh, that's...
Stop putting him
that's
off!
That's what I thought it was, actually.
Philip Dean.
I've got to press wrong.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know.
Do you know who it is? Big strapping lad. Played for Aston Villa. Just 28.
Played for Aston Villa in Liverpool?
No, he used to play for Aston Villa.
Carew? No.
Which big striker did we get from Aston Villa?
Benteke.
Christian Benteke.
Well,
he's what age today?
28.
Oh, my goodness.
He looks about 38, doesn't
he? Yeah, it's the old Yakubu thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, let's move on to the next
one. What number was that?
That one.
Three. Yeah, right, four. Three, four, five's gone.
Right, go on.
Six.
Too wrong for Aldo. Six, right. Who was the last side Dick Offerigi scored against Liverpool in a competitive fixture?
That's easy.
Prior to yesterday's goal against Everton.
Everton.
Is this going to be potluck?
Everton.
Everton?
It is one of those where you don't want to watch schoolboy football.
Do you remember it, John?
No.
West Ham. 4-0 in May 2017.
So I need this, don't I?
What question that is?
Well, you picked it. Okay.
I need this one, don't I? I have to go for number one.
Number one. Who was the last Liverpool player to be sent off?
I tell you what, let's have enough Liverpool questions in here.
I remember that. Kyriakos.
Hey, very good.
One.
I tell you what, let's have another Liverpool question.
You ready?
Here, go on.
All right. What club did Barcelona sign Andre Gomez from?
Oh, no, I know that one.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Barcelona, but feed him some clubs, John.
I would say... Porto.
We're on to the tiebreak. One question each. It was Valencia, not Lisbon, John. Why are you whispering Lisbon in his ear?
Was Valencia, Gary Neville? Don't believe it.
It was Valencia. Right, this is the tiebreak, boys.
Don't believe it.
Liverpool and Manchester City are joint...
Hold on, who's going to answer this first?
You're good at this.
Oh, okay, go on.
Do you
want
to choose right? All right. Liverpool and Man City are joint top on efforts to have hit the woodwork this season. How many times have they hit the woodwork?
The two teams?
No, just individually as teams. So they've both got the same number in terms of how many times they've hit the woodwork.
Don't be thinking all the games and think how many
You
times.
Can't really add it up. No. You can only just have a stab in the dark.
I'll have a stab in the dark and go nine.
You're going to go for nine. So...
Not a bad guess, that shot.
I'd go more.
Ooh, you're going to go higher. Low?
Higher! I'm going to go higher than nine.
You're changing. You're going higher now.
No, I said higher. No, I said
you
more.
Said no, no lower.
No, I said more.
Oh, more. Sorry, yeah. I thought you said no.
No, I said more.
Right, so he's gone more than nine.
Yeah.
You happy with that, John?
Yeah.
Do you think you've lost?
I think he's won, though. I think he's won the chap. What was it?
10.
Oh, no! I was going to say 10. Oh, never
what
mind.
A shocking way to lose the
12-6
game.
12-6, though, Christian.
12-6. Good win, that, Charlie.
Yeah, that was
wow. Oh, got a bit tense in the studio then. Right, let's take a few more calls. It's Radio City Legends, 7:15 on your Monday night. We're going to talk with Mark, who's the Red. Evening, Mark.
Hi, everyone. You're okay?
Hello, Hello Mark.
Just a quick one.
Oh, Mark, we're losing you. Move to the side wherever you are. See if we can get a better signal from you.
Hey, can you hear me now?
Yeah, go on.
Just a quick one, obviously, following on from yesterday. I thought it was a decent derby. Pretty one, equal right the way through. So I was pleased with everything, to be fair. And, you know, he's only been in charge a couple of months. So, you know, well done to them. From a Red side of things, just one thing that really gets me. My head in is the set pieces. We've arguably got one of the best headers of the ball in Europe in Van Dijk. And every set piece, corner, free kick, doesn't beat the first man.
Yeah.
We've employed a throwing coach who, to be honest, since he's come in, I haven't seen us make one good throw. There was times there yesterday when he's got the ball with the throwing and we're all static, no movement. So it doesn't seem like that's working. So obviously in January, I'd seriously look at getting somewhere in. We can put a ball in the box.
To be fair, I agree with your frustrations because, you know, the free kicks, you're like, Trent scored a free kick the other week, didn't he, and Shaqiri. We've done a couple of decent ones through the season, but you're right, percentage-wise, not good enough. Corners, talked about it before, simply not good enough. You know,
even with the goal yesterday, sorry, it seems as if we struggle when the ball's dead. So when Alisson's come legging it out, he's rolled it and Trent hit it on the gun.
I'll tell you what we did do last week. I forget, it might have been at Watford. We done a great corner. Salah went right round the back, everyone went round the front, and the goalie, it was at Watford. Now I'm thinking, yeah, that's great, you know, that's well worked, but we don't really do enough. And you're right, you know, Van Dijk, as I said before, they should be just putting the ball on, like, round about the penalty spot to far post for him to just attack, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, do what England did in the World Cup, just line up and then just trying to get them free. But we just, yeah, it's quite stagnant. There's not a lot of movements off corners, yeah. It's a good shout, that.
It's just frustrating, as you say. We've got Van Dijk, even Gomez is quite dangerous in the air. You look at Mane, he's scored quite a few headers in the past, even Firmino. Just someone who can beat that first man or mix it up a little bit. It seems that we're going for this near post flick on.
No, do you know we don't? No. That's what I think that's what we should try doing. Even if you put Van Dijk on the near post and just drive it into the near post, it'd cause havoc. We just need the slightest touch on it, the near post. And the defenders can't do anything about it because it can fall anywhere in the box, can't it? It's the easiest one that we used to always do. We'll spin off the front. Yeah. Someone come in the front, you spin around the back for the flick on, don't you?
Yeah, but definitely. If you look now, most teams know how we play. And, you know, most teams are stopping us for 60, 70 minutes, whereas last year in the first half we were rolling teams over at half time, and then second half it looks like we were lacking ideas. But this year, you know, I think we need to just focus on another way of. We're not always going to steamroll the teams with the front three, and I think if we work on set pieces a little bit more, it just gives us another option.
I want to know what's the throw-ins coach do?
Thomas Gronemark, he's just got a new contract with Liverpool.
But what's
he
do?
They've extended it. He teaches them how to throw the ball long.
What?
Tactically.
Mm. When you throw it long.
Positionally.
You don't need a coach to tell you how to throw it long, do you?
Well, Klopp obviously feels he needs it.
I just think it's, honestly, I'm not just saying that because it's Liverpool. I'm thinking anybody. I'm thinking myself. You can see a striker's coach and all that, you can understand, a little bit of movement that. But for a throw-in, and you can work throw-ins and say, like, OK, somebody comes short and we go down there, or somebody come there and do that. That's OK, but what I'm saying is then, there's other teams then scout you and know what you're going to do. So I'm saying, how many throw-in moves can you actually do?
We used to, like, on the Thrones, you used to have to think for yourself.
Exactly. Pick the ball up quickly and get the ball.
Streetwise and see what's on. Do it as early as you can. You know, and do it. You know, as soon as you get the ball, then when it goes stagnant, then you've got to have some little different movements. I don't know, you know, I can't knock the throw-ins, you know, to be fair, but what variations can you get? We used to do them all, you know, of throw-ins. But
I'm not expecting this throw-in coach to change the world. I'm just expecting different to what we've seen in the last 10
well,
years.
He got England the goal. He got England the goal through Gomez, didn't he?
Yeah, I don't know.
He's done a long throw in England.
What I'm saying is a long throw is a long throw. You've either got a long throw or you haven't.
Yeah.
So you look in training and say, can you throw it long? Yeah, okay, you'll do. Played against Wimbledon and Sheffield United. They'd done it in the Dark Ages and they were called prehistoric.
Hey, John had one of the masters in his tram, didn't he?
David
Challoner.
Exactly. So, but what I'm saying is you use that. If you've got that and that's a weapon, you use it.
Absolutely.
Of course, but what I'm saying is I can't see how they coach you to do it.
Yeah.
Mark, really good points. Thank you very much indeed. Good to hear from you. Let's finish with the blue. We got Dave. welcome along to the Radio City Legends, Dave.
Good evening.
Hello, Dave.
All right, lads, you okay?
Yeah, fine. Go on, Dave.
Good, yeah. I think first and foremost, an unusual experience walking away from Anfield of late without my tail between my legs. It was great to see both teams having a go, both teams being pretty much on the front foot, and both teams wanting to win the game. I think a couple of things Everton need to do. I think they need to nail Gomez down. Mm. What a Christmas present he would be.
Yeah.
And I think no matter how much or how little it would be to sign him, we need to get him on board. And I think, although it's very much still a work in progress.
Well, Dave, how much, well, I don't know, but what sort of money are they looking at? Do you know Sharpie now?
I think you'd be talking over 50, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, from what I've seen, yeah. No,
why can't he get in the Barcelona side? He looks sensational.
He had problems, didn't he? He had injuries, and then the crowd turned on him and, you know, really got to him, and he really found it hard, you know.
Oh, so there's some personal...
And he had a few injuries, but Gary Neville said he was outstanding for him at Valencia. Mm. Went to a bigger club in Barcelona and just couldn't hack it. He had a few injuries, and just then the pressure was building, had a few bad games, got booed, and it was hard for him. But I think he's come here, Dave, and he's done well. He's settled down well. I think he's enjoying it, you know, so it's important.
He's been superb, and to be honest with you, I think probably the biggest compliment you could give him is he's very similar to Xabi Alonso.
Somebody said that, yeah.
When I first seen him, of course, this lad's got no pace. He's got 2 gears, slower and slower.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, I had a rumour coming out of Anfield yesterday, someone reckoned to give the ball away in February. And that may well be the case, but if he did, I don't know what year it was. Mm-hmm. I think his distribution and his use of the ball is absolutely superb. Imagine if he was here 12 months ago when we had the goal scorer and we had the centre ball.
Yeah.
You know, imagine him treading balls through to someone like Lukaku. Yeah. And I think that's the direction the club needs to go in. They need to nail down Gomez as quickly as possible.
Yeah. Dave, what do you think about? You talked about Lukaku there and the goals. Do you see Richarlison, being that threat up front where he's playing at the moment, or would you prefer to see him wide?
I think the jury's still out on that, Sharpie. I think for me, I think he's a wide player. I don't think he's a centre forward, but. What do I know? I always thought Ronaldo was a wide player and he'd never make a centre forward either. Yeah. But I think maybe in years to come he may well be able to play down the middle. But I think the quality of our play overall over the last couple of weeks, we haven't reaped what we've sown. Our link-up play and our approach play has been superb. Yeah. Because we haven't got a goal scorer at the moment, the results probably don't reflect on our normal play.
Yeah, good point.
Dave, we've got to leave you there because we've got to finish the programme, but thank you very much indeed. Thanks for all the callers tonight on the Radio City Legends. Liverpool have got Burnley next away on Wednesday, Newcastle at home for Everton. Boys, I was going to ask you about Tyson Fury as well. I thought we've got 60 seconds.
I've never seen the flight, but I'll tell you fair play to him.
Oh, you want to see one of the great sporting moments when he gets floored in the 12th and then gets up.
Dear me.
But he said that the other boy walked away as if to say, it's all over, and then he turned around and went,
he was loading it. He was in the crowd. He looked and went, he's got up.
There you go. If he can get up, that just shows anyone can do it. Right, Everton to beat Newcastle midweek.
Hopefully so, yeah. Two home games coming up. 6 points would be nice.
Liverpool, I hope so as well, because I've done them on last man standing, Everton. Burnley, hey, it's always a tricky place to go. They're struggling, but you'd like to think that we can get the 3 points here.
Boys, thank you very much indeed. Cheers. They'll return on Thursday. Radio City Legends.
Let me get good FA Cup draw, Steve.
Liverpool, Everton. Everton, Liverpool. Who knows? It's going to happen about now. Join me on the Radio City Talk breakfast tomorrow from 7.